President Joe Biden is in Northern Ireland to mark the 25th anniversary of the signing of the Good Friday Peace Agreement. We bring in Andrew Simmons. He's joining us from Belfast. So what's on the agenda for President Biden, Andrew?
Well, first up is a meeting between the UK Prime Minister and Joe Biden. That is fairly short, but it will be substantive, we think, in terms of the issue of peace in Northern Ireland. It's an amazing celebration, 25 years of peace, the Good Friday Agreement, which brought in power sharing. But the power sharing isn't happening, and that is the key issue. That aspect to the devolved government was negotiated at great length in 1998. But now the Democratic Unionist Party, in a protest against trade rulings and trade restrictions, effectively, post-Brexit, means that the DUP have walked out on the government. And even with adjustments now made, giving easier trade with the UK, lifting a lot of the restrictions, and that is in the Windsor framework, there is still resistance from the DUP, and so there is instability politically here. That's something that's on the table at that meeting. On from there, to Ulster University, and this is symbolic. It's a symbolic factor to the change in Northern Ireland, how people's lives have become freer, have become safer over the past 25 years. This district used to have poverty and division and violence. Now it's vibrant, nightlife, economy booming, and this university with 15,000 staff and 15,000 staff and students is vibrant, very much so. So they're looking at the positives, but the overshadowing factor is that political stalemate at the Stormont seat of government. Somewhere there would have been, if it had been different, there would have been a gathering there, he would have addressed Parliament, Biden would have been put in a position where they could really celebrate. But no, there is a negative factor to this visit.
Yeah, so Andrew, I mean, it is his visits attracting some criticism, some people saying that, in fact, it's just too short. So why is the schedule so short?
That is a big question, and there's a lot of people jumping on the factor that there was no real engagement by the White House in certain aspects of Northern Ireland life. Were there difficulties in finding venues, in getting things right? There's criticism of Downing Street, criticism of Rishi Sunak's policies. There's even a suggestion from Arlene Foster, a former DUP, unionist leader, where she said Joe Biden hates the UK. That's been firmly rebutted and put to sleep by a special advisor to Biden here in Belfast. But it has to be said that there are sensitivities, and they all relate, most of them, to Brexit and the UK's relationship with the European Union and how the Good Friday Agreement could have been affected by a hard border in between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. That didn't happen. There was a border in the sea. This goes back to the Boris Johnson days. And that led to really big trade restrictions, difficulties for Northern Ireland in terms of business, and, of course, the rock-hard feeling of the Ulster Unionists that it's simply not on, that they have to be part of the rest of the UK instead of being treated differently. So that is still ongoing, and that potentially would threaten the peace eventually, which is why Joe Biden is desperately trying to have a bigger influence on the situation, but the jury's out on that.
Okay, thank you,